All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Pasquale of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the 12 Days of Manifesting. Today is day 10. Today's topic is getting divinely detached. I think it's one of the biggest issues that we have when we are looking at creating. I think it's one of the biggest challenges that we've got emotionally is to let go and let God, basically, right? That's where that saying came from, let go, let God. It's not getting detached from what you want. No, that's not going to, like, you want to get pregnant. You want to be a mother. You want to nurture a child and have the joy and the wonder and all that goes with it of creating a family. It's not detaching from that. It's detaching from the when and the how. It's allowing the divine to show us the way in the best possible way we know how. Letting go of your attachment to a certain thing. Our ego just really, really wants what it wants, right? It wants to control things, and it usually does so out of fear and out of trying to keep you safe. It's afraid of what it doesn't know. It's afraid of what it doesn't understand. And so it wants to control. And the more we recognize that it is our ego that is trying to control and manipulate, and not the divine, and not our soul, our spirit, the easier it becomes. Detachment is about releasing that need to control and manipulate, trying to force things through action. Releasing the worry. It's about allowing and trusting that the divine has our back, that the divine knows so much more than we do about what's perfect for us, and trusting that. When we are attached to an outcome, we miss the miracle of the process as it unfolds. We're trying to control it. Think about this. If you're wanting to manifest clients, right? And you are trying to control how they show up. You're not trusting that they will. And then you're starting to tell the story of, well, I can't seem to get any clients, and there's no, you know, blah, blah, blah. So when you want to think about manifesting, what is the essence of clients that you're looking for? And focusing on that, holding that vision is what you're looking for. That's the power of manifesting. And if someone comes who is getting close, you recognize and acknowledge, oh, wow, that's so cool. Look, it's manifesting because I can see it happening right now. Detaching from the how are they going to show up? When are they going to show up? And that can be scary when you're needing the money. Why do I want clients? Well, I want clients because they help me stay in business. Bringing my work to the world feels good. Having the money from working with clients feels good. I like that level of freedom, that level of contribution, that level of making a difference, that level of feeling successful. Great. Okay, so how can you create those feelings in other areas of your life and focus on those so that it will easily spill over into the client? Doesn't mean don't learn skills about getting clients. Doesn't mean don't learn how to speak about it. Doesn't mean don't learn about, you know, getting clear on your message. No, does not mean any of those things. We're talking about the essence of it, the feeling part of it. We're talking about the vibrational part of it, the alignment part, the mindset part. That's very different from your skills part. You have to have both. You need to learn both. The actions, we've already talked about being divinely active. You have to take actions to get clients. Yes, of course. But when we're talking about the essence of it, the part that you can control as far as your own energy, your own beliefs, your own alignment, this part is about detaching and allowing and letting go of the way they show up, trusting that they will show up, trusting that the divine has your back, trusting that you are doing enough things for your manifestation to occur, and learning all along the way. Trusting is probably one of the most challenging pieces, because it's about really trusting that the divine has your back, that the divine wants the world to work for you, not against you. Here's a perfect example of allowing and trusting and recognizing. If you guys can get this example, and I know you will in a heartbeat, but if you can then take that example and apply it to what you're wanting to manifest on a bigger level, and you can break that bigger level manifestation down into smaller pieces, of course. So say you want pizza for dinner, and you go online, or you call, whatever it is, and you put in your order. I want a pizza with veggies on it. We want the onions and the peppers and the tomatoes. I don't then sit and wonder, will that pizza be too burned? Will it be too hard? Will it be warm enough when it gets here? Will it be cooked? Will they have gotten the order right? Will they have made sure that they got those three items on correctly? Will there be cheese on it? Will it be cut? What route are they going to take when they get here? Are they going to go down this road, or are they going to go down that road? Do they have to deliver something else first, or are they coming straight here? Will they be here on time? Will they be here at all? Did they actually get my order? I don't worry about that, and neither do you. Maybe what time are they going to get here, but that's about it, right? Especially if you're hungry. You don't stew about it. You don't worry about it. You don't try and control the way they come, the direction they come. You don't call them up and say, hey, did you make sure you got those things, my toppings on correctly? Hey, did you make sure you put enough sauce on? Are you sure you got enough cheese on there? You don't do that. But we do that with manifesting. We do it all the time. Energetically, we do it. Emotionally, we do it. On and on and on we go, and we want to control it all. If we can take what we do in the small, where we just know that it's going to come, it'll manifest. It's like 20 years ago, you couldn't just go online, plug in your order, and then it manifests in at your door. And yet now we can, and we don't think about it doing any other way. So if you're ready to recognize where you're controlling, just start to think about that pizza delivery. So say you want to manifest your partner, right, your ideal partner. Then you're going to start to imagine what it feels like to be loved, what it feels like to be seen, to be witnessed, to be heard. And then start to give yourself that. Maybe you imagine the love and the laughter, the companionship, the sex and the sharing. Like, imagine all of that wonderfulness. How can you give yourself those things in other ways? How can you take care of yourself in other ways so that when that person manifests, it's just another extension of what you're already experiencing in your life? Your job is to detach, is to be the space of allowing miracles, to let go and let God, to surrender, to release, to allow it to show up as it is meant to show up, allowing the process to be what it is. Once you attain or get what you want, you can easily go back and look and go, well, I can see why that one didn't work out. I can see why that one wasn't the perfect one. I can see why that, I see why it took so long. Hindsight, 2020, right? When you're in the process of creating it, you have to remind yourself of how things worked out for the absolute best for you. And I would highly recommend you journal as many as you can so that you understand that the divine truly has your back, that those experiences worked out so beautifully for you. And you can see why later, right? So that you can remember as you're going through the process of manifesting, all is well. I can trust. I can trust this process even though it doesn't look like I think it should, even though it doesn't look like anything's happening here. You ever planted something and watched it grow? It's got to build the root system first, and then it can grow. Then it can take shape. Then it can grow, you know, its little stalk, and then it can grow its little leaves. And then with the leaves, it can absorb the sun and say, thank you, and I receive, and the photosynthesis starts. And then it can start growing more and more, and then it becomes the flower, the tree, or the bush, or the whatever that you've planted. But we trust that. We trust that whatever's going on under the surface, you're not pulling things up and checking. Make sure you got some roots. Okay, good, let's stick you back in. No, because that's going to kill what you did. But we do that with our visions, our dreams. We don't trust. Detachment is about trusting. It's about allowing. It's about choosing to trust and choosing to believe that the divine has your back, trusting that your desire, your request has been heard, and you're open to seeing how it unfolds. And still taking the actions towards it, still developing your skills, still developing your knowledge. So go get your divine on, everybody. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful afternoon. Bye now.